So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a machlekes Rabba and Rava regarding siman ha'asal ledaros. If a person finds a lost item that does have a siman, but was found in an area where people are bound to trample on it and ruin the siman, Rabba says, lo have a siman, it is not a valid siman, and the finder may keep it, because the owner was meyayish, since he assumes that the siman will be ruined. While Rava says, have a siman, it is a valid siman, and the finder must return it because the owner was not meyayish, since the item does have a siman. The Gemara now asks whether the machlekes Rabba v'Rava is actually the machlekes Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah regarding matzi gula devela kikar shel nachtam. If a person found pressed figs, loaves of a baker, or other general food items in a public area, the Tanakama holds harei shaloi, because they're all identical and have no siman. And Rabbi Yehuda holds kol sheyesh b'yishinui chayav lahachras. If any of these items has an unusual feature, the finder must return it to its owner because the shinui is considered a siman. For example, matzi igula b'teichi cheres, kikur b'teichi mois. If he found pressed figs with a piece of shard inside, or a loaf with money inside, the Gemara says, machlal de tanakama sava harei lo shalai. This implies that the tanakama disagrees and holds that even though the item has an unusual feature, the finder may keep it. The Gemara, according to the first version, initially assumes as follows. All agree that both siman abo me'elav have a siman. A siman that can possibly come about on its own, such as cheres and mois, is a valid siman, and the owner is not meyayish. And mavir na lo ichlan, a person is not obligated to pick up food lying on the ground, and therefore the siman on the food was expected to be trampled upon. And the machlekes is merely regarding b'siman asal ledaros, whether a siman that is bound to be trampled on is a valid siman or not. The Tanakama holds harei lo shaloi because he holds like Rabba, siman asal ledaros lo have a siman. Since these food items are expected to be trampled, it is not a valid siman, and therefore the owner was meyayish. While Rabbi Yehuda holds chayv lahachras, because he holds as Rava, siman asal ledaros have a siman. Even though the siman was expected to be trampled, it is still a valid siman, and therefore the owner was not meyayish. The Gemara says that this cannot be so, because the next Mishnah rules, ki karish abala bayis b'shusaram chayv lahachras. If the loaves of a private person were found in a public area, he must return it to its owner. Apparently because the loaf's appearance is considered a valid siman, and if the Tanakama was to hold both siman asal ledaros, lav siman, and mavir na lo eichlan, then even kikarish abala bayis need not be returned because the siman would be trampled on. Therefore, we must say that kikarish abala bayis b'shusaram chayav lahachris because the Tanakama holds one of the following. According to Rava, the Tanakama holds siman asal ledaros have a siman. And then he may even hold mavir na lo eichlan. And the siman that was expected to be trampled on is a valid siman. Therefore, kikarish abala bayis b'shusarabim chayav lahachris. Or, according to Rabba, the Tanakama holds, siman asal ledaros loy have a siman. And then he must hold im avir na lo ichlin. And since the siman is not expected to be trampled on, it is a valid siman. Therefore, kikarish abala bayis b'shusarabim chayav lahachris. And the machlekes regarding kikarish al nachtim is as follows. B'siman habo mi'elof. If it was a siman that can possibly come about on its own, is this a valid siman or not? The Tanakama holds harei lo shaloi, because siman abo me'elav lo have a siman. We assume that the owner did not create the siman, therefore he was meyayish. While Rabbi Yehuda holds chayav lahachris, because siman abo me'elav have a siman. We assume that the owner did create the siman, therefore he was not meyayish. However, the Tanakama agrees regarding kikarish abal habayis chayav lahachris, because there the owner did create the siman, the actual loaf. The Gemara continues. Rav Svid Mishmei de Rava says, "Klala da avedasa kimin da amav vaylo lechasar kis meyayish leminet." The general rule for aveda is that if the owner stated, "Woe is to my loss," this is considered yish, and the item becomes hefker, ownerless. Rav Svid Mishmei de Rava also says, "Helchasa kriches b'shusarabim b'davashim by simon harei lo shaloi." If a person finds bundles that have no simon in a public area, he may keep it. B'shusayachid, if he finds them in a private area, it depends. If it seems that the item fell from its owner accidentally, the finder may keep it because it has no siman, and the malkum, the location, is not a siman either, as he does not know where it fell. If it seems that the item was placed there intentionally, the finder must return it because the malkum is considered a siman, as he does know where he put it. However, if the bundles did have a siman, then regardless of whether it was in a public or private area, and regardless of whether it fell or was put there, chayav lahachris, he must return the item to its owner because it does have a siman. The Gemara asks, "Boyimenem Rav Sheshes Minyan have a simon or lay have a simon? If a person found a lost item that has a specific amount, is the minyan considered a simon or not?" The Gemara brings a proof from a brisa. Matzah kli kesef kli necheshes gister and shalavar v'chol kli matches. If a person found utensils made of silver, copper, lead, or other metals, harezu lo yachser, he may not return it unless the owner provides him with a simon or the item's weight. If the item's weight is considered a simon, then its size or amount is also considered a simon. The Gemara explains that regarding chaticha shel basa, if a person finds a piece of meat, if b'mishkala d'shavin the piece was of a standard size or weight, the mishkala is not a valid simon. But if mishkala de'ein shavin, the piece was of a unique size or weight, the mishkal is a valid simon. Regarding chaticha gufa, if the owner identifies the limb that the meat comes from, it is not a valid simon. However, simon de befaskev, the owner identified that the meat was shaped in a unique way, it is a valid simon. The previous Mishnah mentions Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, "Kol kli ampurya ein chayv lahachras." As the Gemara explains, "Kelim chadashim shlo yisavasin ha'ayin the less bo simon." The Mishnah refers to a brand new utensil that the owner was not yet familiar with and has no simon, and Allah applies to the kli of a tzuba mirabbanon etamachachem. B'tzvias aina, if he recognizes it with even without a simon. Therefore, sevasin ha'ayin kimle begavei. If it was a used item and the Talmud Chacham was familiar with it, hadrinale. If the Talmud Chacham claims he recognizes it, the finder must return it to him, even though it has no simon, because the Talmud Chacham is trusted to say only the absolute truth. Loi sevasna ayin, lekim lebegavayu. If it was a brand new item and the Talmud Chacham is not familiar with it yet, loi madrinale. Even if the Talmud Chacham claims he recognizes it, the finder does not return it to him because he cannot possibly recognize it and he's probably mistaken.